Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 27th. You'll be interested to know. 51 years ago, today, in 1973, the Paris Accord, which concluded the Vietnam War, was signed, marking the end of America's longest conflict up to that point. The agreement facilitated the exchange of prisoners and outlined the unilateral withdrawal of United States forces from South Vietnam. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 11 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 37 and a moderate southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of freezing rain after 4 a.m., a low around 30 and gusty winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 9:15 with a low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a mix of mostly sunny and partly cloudy days ahead. Highs will be in the upper 20s to mid 30s. Chance of snow on Tuesday night and Friday. Lows will be in the teens. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, now on to sports. On Championship Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles dominated the Washington Commanders with a stunning 55-23 victory. Saquon Barkley dazzled with 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts added 3 rushing touchdowns and a passing score. Despite Jaden Daniels' valiant effort, the Commanders were undone by 4 turnovers, sealing their fate. On Sunday night, the Kansas City Chiefs edged past the Buffalo Bills with a nail-biting 32-29 victory at Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes was sharp with 245 passing yards and 3 total touchdowns. Despite Josh Allen's 2 touchdowns, the Bills couldn't break their postseason curse against Kansas City. The Chiefs celebrate their 3rd straight Super Bowl appearance and will face the Eagles on February 9th in New Orleans. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5. In local sports, last night, the C's and B's were off. Tonight, the Celtics leading the series welcome the Houston Rockets to TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 27.1 points, will clash against Jalen Green, who boasts a 21.4 average. Both teams are eager to dominate, with Houston holding a 30-14 record. The Celtics at 32-14 look to build on their strong form at home. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 25-20-6 take on the Sabres in Buffalo. David Pastrnak, with 24 goals and 26 assists, leads the Bees. With a stronger record, the Bruins are set to dominate at KeyBank Center. In top news, in a surprising shift, Costco has announced it will be replacing Pepsi products with Coca-Cola at its food court. This decision was revealed by CEO Ron Vacrus during a recent shareholder meeting where he stated, "This summer, we will be converting our food court fountain business back over to Coca-Cola." The change marks a reversal from the 2013 switch to Pepsi, aimed at keeping the popular $1.50 hot dog affordable. Additionally, Costco shareholders overwhelmingly rejected an anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion proposal, with over 98% voting against it, emphasizing the company's commitment to inclusive practices. In business news, President Donald Trump announced he is in discussions regarding the ownership of TikTok, with a decision expected within the next 30 days. Speaking aboard Air Force One, he mentioned, "I have spoken to many people about TikTok, noting significant interest." Reports indicate that Trump's administration is exploring a deal with Oracle and various investors, allowing ByteDance to retain a stake while Oracle would manage software updates and data collection. Trump emphasized, "If we can save TikTok, I think it would be a good thing." Meanwhile, national security concerns continue to shape the negotiations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to about $104,000. Ethereum is down 2% to about $3,000. And Goetzius Maximus is down 10% to 22 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DeepSeek has surged to the number one spot on Apple's App Store after launching its flagship model on January 20th. This small Chinese artificial intelligence startup, led by Liang Wenfeng, has caught Silicon Valley off guard, matching or even surpassing the capabilities of models from OpenAI, Google, and Meta. Remarkably, DeepSeek achieved this with fewer resources, utilizing about 2,000 NVIDIA chips to build its model for under $6 million. While U.S. companies race to acquire NVIDIA chips, DeepSeek's rapid ascent poses a challenge to U.S. efforts to maintain an artificial intelligence advantage globally. And in entertainment news, when Luigi Mangione was arrested last month after Dave Franco's phone lit up with messages, he remarked, "I have never received more texts in my life about anything," during an interview at the 2025 Sundance Film Festival. Friends and fans alike were quick to point out Franco's resemblance to the internet sensation and alleged murderer. While at Sundance, Franco was promoting his new film, together with his wife, Alison Brie. Interestingly, a biopic about Mangione is already attracting interest, although as Brie noted, "I don't think there have been any official offers." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and civil rights activist, Maya Angelou. And she said, "We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.